Many board members think the new law might be unconstitutional for a few reasons. First, districts are no longer allowed to amend charter school contracts to fit the community's needs. Second, it establishes different rules for charters, like less strenuous teaching requirements. Essentially, they argue the law limits district control over the privately run schools and creates two separate education systems. But board member Scott Shine isn't convinced legal action is smart. He says it could lead to more negative repercussions for students.
I don't think another adversarial move is going to help us rebuild our relationship with Tallahassee.
He says it's probably better to meet with local representatives to try to repair the bill's problems. And a meeting with them is in the works. But Board Chair Paula Wright says she's met with legislators all year, and the bill still passed. She's pushing for a lawsuit.
So I've done everything I could do. We must now stand as a board with a sense of urgency to say, how are we going to assure that our students continue to receive a quality education in the buildings that they want.
The board is asking lawyers to draft potential arguments and provide cost estimates and potential timelines. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.